Welcome to Voices of Better Medicine as we talk to the experts at Northwestern Medicine about the health issues and the questions that matter to you. Hi there, I'm Robin Rock, and joining me today is Dr. David Manning, orthopedic surgeon at Northwestern Medicine. Welcome, Dr. Manning.
Hello. Thank you very much for having me. Real pleasure.
So let's talk a little bit about the difference between a partial and total knee replacement. So knee replacement surgery, it really is one of the most common procedures, with about 1.3 million knee replacements performed each year. And experts predict that that number could actually more than double by 2060. So Dr. Manning, could you explain what the procedure is and what's driving the growth?
So the growth is really driven by the United States has an aging population, and the aging population doesn't really accept the same living standards or activity standards that generations previously did. You know, if you think about if you're 55 or older and you think about what your 75-year-old grandparent was when you were a teenager, their activity expectations and desires for life and activities are very different than what 75-year-olds today, who is kind of near the target age, 75, 55 is kind of the median for patients seeking joint replacement. Their activity expectations are very, very different. And like I said, it's an aging population with more people who meet that demographic of 55 to 75. The operation at Northwestern, it's different, a partial knee replacement and a full knee replacement. The knee is really three principal compartments, and a partial knee replacement is a resurfacing with metal and plastic of one of those three compartments. It's obviously a lesser procedure, a quicker recovery, and much of the research would indicate that the patients feel a little more natural with their partial knee replacement than if they had had a total knee replacement. And a total knee replacement is a resurfacing of all three of the fundamental compartments of the knee.
Now, are both of those procedures inpatient or outpatient?
Interesting enough, they are principally outpatient. Patients come to us with a multitude of different medical problems, and some of them may warrant patients staying with us overnight, but most commonly these are considered outpatient procedures nowadays.
And who is an ideal candidate for a partial knee replacement?
It's a patient who has focal symptoms. They're in one particular area of their knee, and that is the area of the knee that is principally arthritic or diseased on imaging. And when those symptoms and the imaging are commensurate, meaning they're in the same location, and the simple things like medications, therapy, perhaps some injections have failed to really manage symptoms, those people are ideal candidates for a partial knee replacement.
If you're just now joining us, welcome to Voices of Better Medicine as we talk to the experts at Northwestern Medicine about health issues and questions that matter to you. I'm Robin Rock, and orthopedic surgeon Dr. David Manning is joining us today. One of the advanced procedures available at Northwestern Medicine is the Mako robotic arm assisted surgery. Did I get that right? Mako robotic arm?
Correct. Yes, there are some competing technology robots, but yes, there are robots now are part of routine joint replacement care for many surgeons.
Wow, crazy. And how is that different from traditional surgery? And what benefits does it provide for a partial knee replacement?
Well, the implants are the same. The outcome expectation is the same, whether a robot is used or not. The robot, I think of it principally as a tool to help execute the plan in a more accurate manner. It helps with guidance for the work that's done inside the knee from how the individual implants are oriented, and has some evidence to suggest that early recovery may be improved.
At Northwestern Medicine, I'm just wondering how you evaluate whether a knee replacement surgery was successful.
We use patient-reported outcome measures. Patients often think of them as surveys or questionnaires, but they're psychometrically sound series of questions that's been shown to be able to identify how patients are recovering with their joint replacement. Some of them were created here at Northwestern.
How long can patients expect for their new joints to last?
Replacements generally last in excess of 15 years. There are failures prior to 15 years, but they're not from the implant wearing and failing. If a patient was to require another operation within the first 15 years, it's usually trauma, illness, something like that, and it's measured on a single-digit percentiles. Beyond that, we don't really know. The way we do implants today, the materials that we use and how we use them have not been in patients for 25, 30 years for us to definitively say. We project that quite reasonably these are lifelong solutions for joint pain, so long as patients don't suffer trauma, illness, or other things like that.
That's a lot of great information, and we really want to thank you for your time. Thanks for being here with us today.
Pleasure to be here. Thanks for having me.